For the 25th year in a row, WBHM serves as a food collection site for Greater Birmingham Ministries. Pantry staples such as flour, sugar, and rice will be distributed to those in need. Donations are accepted here at WBHM during regular business hours. For more information, call 1-800-444-9246.
To be a conservative is somebody who's willing to, you know, answer the hard questions and tackle the hard issues. With compassion, or it should be.
I think that also there are some social issues that are extremely important to me, pro-life, anti-gun control, certain issues like that that are really important to me as a conservative.
I'm a conservative, and I care about people who, you know, have lower income than I do, but I care about them equally to me caring about, you know, corporations being able to hire and fire who they want.
Having conversations across the aisle is extremely important, but also to be able to come with an open mind to not only share your viewpoint, but to also listen to the other person's viewpoint and to see where they're coming from.
These days, it can feel like Americans don't hear each other. We don't know each other.
It's just sitting down and understanding that the other side is human.
WBHM and StoryCorps are providing the opportunity to take part in One Small Step, a project that pairs people who don't agree about politics for a conversation to get to know one another. Apply now at WBHM.org.
The Big Q is WBHM's new live event series that tackles the big questions in the heart of Alabama. Wednesday night at Iron City, the conversation is about youth and race, how young people talk about it, how we talk about it or don't, and how those conversations shape your perspective. We'll have two panels and you'll have a chance to ask your own questions. That's Wednesday night at Iron City. Doors at 6, the conversation starts at 6:30.
Earlier this year, a video went viral on social media. That video featured a group of white students from Hoover and Spain Park High Schools using racist and anti-Semitic language. Some black students at those schools were stunned.
I would have never thought that people surrounding me, people in the same environment as me, people who have conversations with me and seem to like me, would have these thoughts.
This is The Big Q, a conversation from WBHM about the key issues facing our community. I'm Janae Pierre. Today, how young people look at race, how do they handle racial differences, and how do they think educators handle them?
The adults are sometimes just as afraid as the students are, and so I think being honest about the fact that race is a tough topic and acknowledging our fear is very important.
That's all ahead this hour on The Big Q. Stay with us.
If you or someone you know is blind, visually impaired, or unable to hold printed material, they may qualify for a special radio, allowing them to receive programming from the Alabama Radio Reading Service. The ARRS provides access to regional, national, and international news, as well as consumer information, magazines, and entertainment. The service and radio are free. For more information, call the Alabama Radio Reading Service at 934-6576.